Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Yom as we finish off the fifth parak today with Parak Hey Mishnah Vav and Parak Hey Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, after the Kohen Gadol would apply the blood to the corners of the Mizbech, what was next on his list of things to do? Says the Mishnah, Hiza al Taharo shel Mizbech Sheva Pam, that he would sprinkle blood on a clean area on top of the Mizbech HaPanimi 7 times. As the Bartanura points out, the Kohen Gadol would literally push the coals and ashes to the sides, and then he would sprinkle the blood 7 times on the exposed gold of, again, the Mizbech HaZahav, the golden Mizbech. Says the Mishnah, Shiyari Hadam, Hayashofech al Yesod Ma'aravi shel Mizbech HaChiton. Then he would go out to the Azara, to the courtyard, and he would pour the remaining blood onto the western side of the base of the Mizbeach HaChitz, on the outer Mizbeach, meaning the remaining blood of all the inner Karbonos Chatos he is poured onto the western side of the base. V'shel Mizbeach HaChitz on Hayashofich HaYisod Jeromi. However, the remaining blood of the outer Karbonos Chatos, whose blood is applied on the outer Mizbeach, is poured onto the southern side of the base. And then after they were poured onto the base, the bloods of both the inner Karban Chatos and the outer Karbanos Chatos joined in the canal that ran through the courtyard and flowed out to the Kidron Valley, where they were sold by the various treasures of the Beis HaMikdash to gardeners for use as fertilizer in their gardens. Umoalin ba, as the Mishnah says, anyone who uses them without paying the Beis HaMikdash for them benefits from holy property from the Beis HaMikdash, which is prohibited. That is called the prohibition of Mi'ila. The Mi'ila means misappropriating, misusing that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and that you can't do. You have to pay the Beis HaMikdash for them, and then you can use them. Continuing now, as we finish off the parak with Parak Hey, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah begins by stating that the avodas performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur must be done in the order that we described previously. Kalmas Yom Kippurim Ha'amar Allah Seder, says the Mishnah, that for all of the Yom Kippur various procedures that are mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, they must be done in the order in which they were described. Im hikdim ma'isa l'chaver lo asa klum, says the Mishnah, that if the Kohen Gadol did one procedure before another, which was supposed to come first, he has accomplished absolutely nothing, meaning to say the procedure that he performed too early is pasul, is invalid, and has to be performed again in its correct place in the order. Hikdim dam hasar l'dam hapar yachzer v'yazem idam hasar l'achad dam hapar, says the Mishnah. For example, if he sprinkled the blood of the sa'ir toward the curtain in the heichal before he sprinkled the blood of the bull, there he must sprinkle the blood of the goat again after he has sprinkled the blood of the bull. The Mishnah discusses what the Kohen Gadol must do if blood spills during his avodos. Says the Mishnah, "Vim ad shelo gamar es hamatano shebifnim nishpach adam." If the blood of the bull or of the goat spilled before he finished the set of 8 applications in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, yavi adam acher v'yachzer v'yazeh b'tchila b'fnim, he must bring other blood, meaning he has to go out to the Azar and shecht and slaughter another bull or another goat and repeat the sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the beginning of the unfinished set. V'chein b'heichal, the same is true if the blood of the bull or of the goat spilled before he finished the set of 8 sprinklings towards the parochas that is in the heichal as well. There too he would have to slaughter another animal and go back to the beginning of the interrupted set. V'chein b'mizbeach azav, and the same is true if the blood, meaning the mixed blood of both the bull and the goat, spilled before he finished the set of 11 applications on the golden Mizbech. In this case as well, he would have to slaughter both a bull and a goat, mix their blood, and use the mixture to repeat the interrupted set. Shekulin kapar bifnei atman. However, says the Mishnah, you don't have to repeat any previous sets of blood applications, of sprinklings, and so on that was already completed, because every set is its own unit of atonement, and therefore, once a set has been finished, its purpose has been achieved, and even if the blood of a new animal is used for the next set, the first set is not repeated. Now, the next two tanam are going to hold that he does not go back to the beginning of the interrupted set. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shimon say, Mi Malkom She Pasak, Misham Hu Maschil. They say that from the place in the set where he stopped, meaning that is where he has to start again. Meaning to say that if he started a set and the blood spilled before he finished it, he continues from where he stops, that according to them, each sprinkling is a mitzvah in its own right, which having been done once, does not need it to be repeated again. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav told us that after the Kohen Gadol applied blood to the corners of the Mizbeach, he would sprinkle the blood on a clean area on top of the Mizbeach HaPanimi 7 times, and then he would go out to the courtyard and pour the remaining blood into the western side of the base of the outer Mizbeach. And however, the remaining blood of the outer Korban Chatos, whose blood is applied on the outer Mizbech, is poured onto the southern side of the base. And after they were poured onto the base, the bloods of both the inner Korban Chatos and the outer Korban Chatos would join in the canal that ran through the courtyard and flowed out to the Kidron Valley, where they were sold by the temple treasurers to gardeners for use as fertilizer. And again, you can't use those the fertilizer of the Beis HaMikdash without paying for it from the Beis HaMikdash. And then Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion taught us that the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur must be done in the exact order in which it was outlined in the Mishnayos. If one thing comes before another, then that thing has to be done again after it is done in the proper order. And then the Mishnah discussed what the Kohen Gadol should do if blood spills in the Beis HaMikdash, and says that if the blood of the bull or of the goat spilled before he finished the set of 8 sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he has to bring other blood, he has to go shecht another animal, and so on and so forth. The same is true when it comes to the sprinklings as well towards the parochets. And the same is true, says the Mishnah also, if the mixed blood of both the bull and the goat spilled before he finished his set of 11 sprinklings on the golden Mizbeach, there too he would have to slaughter another bull and goat, mix their blood, and use the mixture to repeat the interrupted set. However, said the Mishnah, that it is not necessary to repeat any previous sets, because each individual set is its own degree of kapara for the Jewish people. However, the Mishnah concluded by telling us that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who, as the Bartonor points out, we don't paskin like, but they would say that that if blood spills, that he actually simply has to continue from the place in the set where he stopped. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of that set. Have an amazing day.